In today's Mishnah, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek Masecht Eriot, and we continue learning about the debates between Rabbi Yudosa and the Chachamim. Mishnah begins, Hashvuya, here referring to a wife of a kohen who was taken captive, and she was freed. Mishnah says, Ochela betruma, divrei Rabbi Yudosa. Rabbi Yudosa says she can continue to eat truma as she was before she got captured. And that is because, according to Rabbi Yudosa, he says it's a safe assumption that despite the fact she was captured, she wasn't taken advantage of. And it's important here that the wife of a kohen, if she was indeed raped, she wouldn't be allowed to go back to her husband, and she also wouldn't be able to then for eat truma any longer. However, Chachamim say, Yesh shvua ochelet, v'yeshvua she'enu ochelet. Well, it really depends. Ketzad, how so? Ha'isha she'amra, if a woman comes to, say, Beit Din, and says, Nishbeiti, I was taken captive. However, Torani, but I came out completely, no one touched me. Then, Mishnah says, ochelet, then she can continue to truma. Why? This is based on a principle we've seen a number of times before, and this is Shapesh Asahu Peshahitir. And that is, we have no evidence otherwise. We didn't know she was taken captive. We've got no witnesses to say she was taken captive. We completely depend on our own admission to create this status now, or gives us knowledge she was taken captive. Now, if we're going to believe her regarding that status, then we should believe her when she adds another detail that she was completely Tahara as well. Because if you're not going to believe she was Tahara, then you're not going to believe, you shouldn't believe the entire submission she's just given. And therefore, in that situation, she'll be able to continue to truma. However, if, however, the witnesses that can testify that she was taken captive, then we say, despite the fact she would say, Torani, yes, I was taken captive, but no one touched me, Mishnah says, in that case, Chachamim say, Ein Ochel, that shouldn't be able to eat. Because according to Chachamim, Estam Shvuya Becheskat Nitmeitia. That in general, that it's a safe assumption, unfortunately, that in a situation where the Nochrim would capture women, that they would take advantage of them. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Here we now move on to a different debate. No longer the debate between Rabbi Yudosa and Chachamim, we now see the debate between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. And this is Arba Sfeikot, the four cases of doubt regarding Tumah, where Rabbi Yeshua says, in these cases, we have to rule the individual is Tameh, whereas Chachamim says Tahor. The Mishnah begins, Ketzad, what are these four cases? The first is HaTameh Omed VaHaTahor Over. So we can explain like Ahad explains, which is like the Batanura, which is like the Rambam. And to appreciate this, a Metzora, someone who has Tzara'at, whether he's a Mukhlar or Muskar, depending, we'll learn about the differences when we get to Masechta Nagayim, however, he transfers Tumah if he is positioned, standing under the same covering, a bit like Tumah Tameh, but not exactly, but he's standing on the same covering, he would metame anyone else that is under the same covering as him. So the Mishnah says, this Tameh, for in the Metzora, is standing, but Tahor Over, and someone's walking past, for example, this tree or the covering, and we're not sure, there's a doubt whether he went under the covering. Or, Hator Omed. The Tahor was definitely standing under the covering, and this Metzora walked under the covering, and there's a doubt now whether he was standing there for a moment. Two cases of doubt. The next is Tuma Bershut HaYachid, Vatahara Bershut HaRabim. So we've got a source of impurity in the private domain, saying someone's property, and something else, something Tahor in the Bershut HaRabim, and someone touched one of these two, and he's not sure which of the two he touched. Or Tahor Bershut Yachid Vatumah Bershut, or it's the other way around. The object that was Tahor was in the private domain, and next to it in the public domain was something that was Tameh. Mishnah says, in those situations, Safek Naga, Safek Lo Naga, he doesn't know if he touched it or not, Safek He'ehil, Safek Lo He'ehil, this is the case of the Metzora, he doesn't sure whether we had the issue of the Metzora passing on Tumah by being on the same covering. Safek Hesit, Safek Loisit, this is whether the object that was Tameh, either in the last two cases, if it was in the private or public domain, transfer to him by Heset, by causing it to move. In those situations, Rabbi Yeshua says, Metame. He says, in those situations, Tame. Why? Now explain, according to Kahati here, that says, because in those last two cases, we have a Rishut HaYachid involved, something in the private domain. And Tumat Rishut HaYachid, a Safek in that situation, doubt regarding Tumat in a private domain, we generally rule stringently. So therefore, since there's an element of Rishut HaYachid, we should rule stringently. Chabim and Rim, however, say no, Metare. Why? Because it can equally argue the opposite. In those last two cases, we have public domain is involved, and we've learnt previously a safek tuma, a doubt regarding tuma, in the public domain we rule leniently. And that's why Chachamim say, therefore, we should treat it as being tahor. Now, that explanation of the debate really explains the last two cases, but not really the first two cases. Kanti alludes to this point. There are other explanations. Rivadik, for example, explains the first two cases differently, regarding tuma tamet, not tuma matzura. However, we'll address this Mishnah in more detail when you get to it properly, when you see the same Mishnah in Masechta Tarot, because it will already be in the flow of learning concept between Tumah Tarot and make it easier to learn in more detail. But for today, those are Mishnah. Well, those are Mishnah today.